This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thanks for coming back here, Liberation Station Radio Show, speaking with Dr. Joseph Fitzgerald. And we'll take Caesar in New York's call in just a moment. So we're going to play with the audio here. I'm playing with the audio on my end here. Hopefully this call will be audible on Facebook. So sorry about that, Facebook folks. I don't have all the audio hooked up quite as I needed to or didn't know I needed to before the show, but this should be okay. So let's see if we can bring up Caesar in New York, please. What's on your mind, Caesar?
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I must say it's a tremendous show, and that's an understatement. I got a couple of questions. I may not be able to get them all in, but it seems like there's no end to this pandemic as far as Dr. Fauci goes. It's just never ending. I'm in the communist state of New York right now with double masking. You can't go into a Starbucks or supermarket if you don't have a vaccine card. A lot of people are using fake vaccine cards, and they're saying that, you know, they're going to put you away for several years when the criminals are running out there and doing atrocities. I don't know how this vaccination is going to affect you, because your body's the temple of the Creator. And since it has the CRISPR technology and changes the genome, how that affects you, because when you see through your eyes, you see through the eyes of God, and He experiences His reality through yours. So I don't know how that affects that. I've seen a lot of people that have taken the shot, and they're not the same anymore. They don't have any energy. They have either blood clots. I have some family member that got myocarditis, all sorts of things, thrombosis, strokes. I mean, I don't know how this is going to end, but it seems like there's no end in sight. They just continue beating the drums. They say that Omicron spelled backwards means moronic. So I really don't know, and there's no real test for this thing. My sister told me that during autopsy, there's only influenza A and B. No one has really died of COVID. They can't isolate it in the bioweapons facility, and she said that they just did this to scare the people through the communist media so they would take the bioweapon, which is the vaccine with the CRISPR technology and everything else. They say that, some are worse than others. They say Pfizer, there's a thing that grows inside you. It has an egg, and it's some type of synthetic biology. So I really don't know, but it's lunacy.
Go right ahead, Doctor.
Caesar, you are brilliant, and you need to move to Florida. That's what you need to do. Been doing this for almost 2 years now, where I begged my brothers to come from Michigan. Your new governor doesn't look much better than the previous one as far as your options. And unfortunately, I would beg you to, you're so bright. Thank God you're awake and you read. Because there is, as a medical technologist, you know, I ran the lab and the hospital lab. There's a Dr. Cahill, C-A-H-I-L-L, Cahill from Ireland. She's a genius pathologist. Anyone who has been vaccinated that passes away or dies, it's very easily seen on autopsy table if they died from antibody-dependent enhancement or the cytokine storm. With it's just a biopsy of the brain, the liver, the lungs, the kidneys, because they would all look like a sepsis picture. So you're 100% right. As a medical technologist, I called our local laboratory, and I did record her. It took her 5 days for the head of the laboratory, LabCorp and Quest, to call me back. And I said, doctor, look, I'm just curious. You know, I'm just a family doctor, you know, just a family doctor down here. Do you have a test for the Delta? Do you have a test for the Omicron? No, no, we don't have a test for that. But what we're doing is taking the PCR nasal swab positives, sending them to a reference lab and doing an amino acid sequencing on some of the positive nasal swabs. And I literally said, you mean that BS? I use stronger language than that. So the 95% false positive bullshit test, PCR test, you're sending that out for an amino acid sequencing and telling everybody that there's a variant. I double dog anybody. I double dog dare anybody that's listening. Okay, I triple dog dare. I triple dog dare anybody who's listening to call the hospital, call the emergency room, call your local laboratory. I have a cough. I'm worried I have the moronic Omicron. Do you have a test for the Omicron? The ER, the lab, they will all say, no, we don't. All they have a test for is the BS PCR test. That got pulled from the market, Caesar. The PCR test and the rapid antigen test got pulled from the market on July 22nd of last year, but they allowed them to sell them until December 31st of this year. They're supposedly coming out with a new test that could differentiate between the flu and the Rona, you know, January 1st. I haven't seen it yet. Or what they're doing, like an amino acid sequencing or PCR or a nasal swab or whatever they're doing. But you, sir, are brilliant. Please move to Florida.
Doctor, quick question on the swabs. I heard that ethylene oxide inside the swab.
Hey, pardon me, Caesar. Just one moment. We're going to have to play CB here, so give me just a moment. And once one of you is done, I'm going to have to switch the audio. This is just so the people on Facebook and the doctor can hear what you're saying. So in just a second, Caesar, okay, you can go right ahead right now.
All right, thank you. Doctor, I heard that there's ethylene oxide inside the swab and there's a Hitachi chip, which I was able to go online and look up the Hitachi chip, and that's why they put the swab all the way up into your nose, because they're trying to get this, I don't know, I guess nanotechnology, I don't even know what to call it, up into your nose. And I heard Dr. Fauci, remember, we got to get his name correct now, Fauci, not Fauci, Fauci, saying that there was ethylene oxide in the swabs, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, they come from China. All these things that they're using come from China. And this thing didn't come out of China. It came out of NIH. From NIH, it went to Chapel Hill, North Carolina University. From there, it went to Peter Daszak in EcoHealth, and I believe that in Wuhan, they made the code. This is some type of I don't know, some type of operating system that they are putting in you, and I don't know what's going to happen when the 5G, sir. When the 5G goes up, how the scalar wave frequency, which is a form of microwave, is going to affect you, because remember that there's graphene oxide inside this vaccine. So when you turn on the scalar wave frequency, which is microwave, how is this graphene going to dance inside your body? And how is the heart pumping the blood that is like a jello? Because the blood now is like a clot, so it's like a jello. So how are these people staying alive? How are they walking around? Is that why the CDC put up the zombie apocalypse website where they talk about these zombies? I don't know. I mean, all I know is that for some reason – you guys, the creator has opened up your eyes, and you guys are the creator's army. Satan has his army, and he's looking for souls. And I'm not talking the ones that we have on the bottom of our shoes or sneakers. I'm talking about the human soul. And this is a spiritual war at the highest levels of government, and they know that the veil is thin on the other side, and they have to take as many of us with them as they can, because they know they're going to their father, which is Satan.
Yeah, it seems, Caesar, I agree that it seems like they just want to cause as much suffering as they can. They don't want to just outright kill us, because then they wouldn't be able to gloat. So they want to try to feed on all the suffering that they're causing before they outright have their way with us. And that at least people can see how terrible they are. You know, give us a chance to stop them. So what do you have to say about that, Dr. Fitzgerald?
I mean, I'm I think, Caesar, I hope you'll be like very proud of your new friend here, Dr. Fitz. I never did a nasal swab ever on any of my patients. I've always drawn the blood. I've always done the IgG, IgM, because I'm a lab rat. I'm a medical technologist that became a physician. And I never did a nasal swab, knowing that that was a bullcrap test from the beginning, 40-cycle PCR test. We always drew the blood looking for the IgG, IgM. That's the only good test to see if you are immune. The IgG is the old gold. If you have IgG antibodies, that's lifetime. It doesn't go away. They continue to lie. And Fauci, like you said, you've identified that, okay, I really believe that Fauci, as you say, Soros and Bill Gates are not only just trying to thin the herd and get rid of as many of us as possible, but the veil has been pulled back and it is a full-on war. It's a full-on war of God versus Satan, good versus evil. God wins. God will always win. And I want you to know it's very important. I never gave one vaccine, not one COVID vaccine. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I took the old stuff because I knew how they made it. I took the old measles, mumps. I mean, when I was a kid, I've taken all the routine. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. But as soon as I found out the mechanism of action, like you were saying earlier, that this is purely horrible, taking over someone's DNA. I literally, Caesar, have a patient, a super sweet man. I won't mention his name, HIPAA reasons and all that, taking care of him for 25 years. Yes, he's up there a little bit, but he's always been sharp as a tack. And he came in the other day. He goes, I know you. I go, yeah, you do know me. I've been your doctor for 25 years. And that was after his second Pfizer shot. These cross the blood-brain barrier. They cause prion disorder. They can cause dementia, mad cow disease, schizophrenia. And it starts slowly and gradually. And it will be the zombie apocalypse in many of those people, like a Jakob Creutzfeldt. You know, remember Jakob Creutzfeldt and mad cow disease and prion disorder, dementia, schizophrenia. So we got to keep an eye on our family and friends. And that's why I've been working so diligently on trying to find anything that my two brothers in Michigan that we could reverse. Or Dr. Li Mingyan texted me, and Doctor, we have no really good reliable data. This is all new. But if they do quercetin 500 milligrams a day with 10 milligrams of zinc, 5,000 international units of D3 with a baby aspirin to thin their blood if it's okay with their doctor, then this could be. If they get through this cold and flu season, maybe we will get some time to come up with a better antidote. But your observations are right on the money and excellent. I would beg anybody that possibly can, get the heck out of New York, because your new governor does not appear any better than the previous one, and come to a Florida, Texas. I would unfortunately say it's going to take time. It's going to take time to right that ship in my Michigan. That interesting governor in Michigan. It's going to take time to reverse those elected folks, especially with all of the interesting way they count ballots in those places, to get that ship corrected. In the meantime, if you have the ability, I would beg everybody to think about, number one, never take the jab. Number two, get their immune health really good. Number three, take the vitamins to increase immune health. Number four, move. Move, move, move. Move to Florida.
Right, doctor, on, have doctor. You ever heard of cinchona?
Just a minute, Caesar. Just a minute. We'll let you start again. Okay, go right ahead.
Doctor, have you ever heard of cinchona tree bark? I take it, I boil it, I make it into a tea, and I put it in a 2-inch glass. I let it cool down, and you drink it. It's a form of quinine, and it really does an effect. If you get sick from any of this, it really helps. Because they've taken the hydroxychloroquine off the shelf. I have the ivermectin. I get it from the veterinarian for my dog. It's the same as they give to the humans, I believe, and you could just, you know, chew it.
The really important, you raise a beautiful question with Suramin, Suramin. The pine needle tea extract was something that was mentioned by Dr. Judy Mikovits on a program prior, where she was saying there is a possible antidote to all the spike proteins. It's a 100-year-old essential medicine called Suramin, Suramin. And that was like pine needle tea, and boil the pine needles and the pine bark. She did recant that. She recanted that a little bit in a recent show. where she said it's hard to dose. You get dosing. There's also like turpentine or terbinafine, or it's just a form of turpentine that could be in the pine needle tea. And I did read about all that with the serum and the pine needle tea. The thing that you can do, quercetin, 500 milligrams, is an amazing ionophore that could get the zinc inside the cell for immune health for the fall. 500 milligrams of quercetin a day, 500 mg of quercetin, 500 milligrams of quercetin every day is not as good, but close to as good as the hydroxychloroquine, as far as getting the zinc inside the cell to stop viral replication. Anybody who's been vaccinated, this is their last chance. Their innate immune system, CD4 and CDH, are plummeting. They're going down 20 to 25% every couple of months. So they've got to block viral replication, because viruses have to get inside your cell, right? Bacteria, fungi, they can reproduce anywhere. But viruses must gain entrance to inside all of your cells, take over RNA polymerase, and make more of themselves and shed using your cellular machinery. If you can block the enzyme that allows replication of most viruses, RSV, influenza A, influenza B, common colds, that RNA polymerase can be blocked by getting the zinc inside the cell and blocking RNA polymerase. I hope that answers your question.
Well, isn't the virus the way the body detoxifies?
So the question is, isn't the virus the way the body detoxifies, a la exosomes?
Yes, that's accurate. I do believe it's like a detox. That's why we get 2 or 3 colds a year.
Right. Okay. All right, Caesar, was there any other questions that you had?
Yeah. There's no, how can I explain this simply? There's no turning back the clock. Once you take this vaccine, correct, this thing changes the genome. And it changes everything. There's no way to reverse this. There's nothing that you can do to reverse this. Is that correct or incorrect?
That is what I'm working on diligently every day. But Dr. Tenpenny said absolutely not. There's no way. Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Luc Montagnier says, I'm so sorry that there's nothing, you know, there's nothing that they can do. Dr. Li Mingyan, talking to her, she said we are lack of reliable data at this point, but you can be assured, like you said, God gave all of these scientists incredible brains and problem-solving capability. I'm just a family doctor, right? That I was a little, you know, medical technologist that became a doctor, but I'm trying my butt off. I'm trying really hard. It was a pleasure to lecture with Dr. McCullough, Dr. Malone, Dr. Tenpenny 2 weeks ago. The most genius people. It was great to be with them in the same room and pick their brains and see what we could do, because I'm on the front line. I took care of over like almost 4,000 corona patients. And with ACQ, which I was allowed to write here in Florida, I had only 4 people get admitted to the hospital, no deaths and no intubations, illustrating the beautifulness of HCQ, hydroxychloroquine. For that, I got yelled at by the health department. I've had death threats. I've had people come after me from the health department, messing with my license, trying to ruin me. My kids are grown and gone, thank God, so I'm kind of in a good position to stick my neck out there. But we need more Caesars. We need more Caesars standing up. We need more people saying, look, I'm not wearing the mask. Listen, you work for me. You got this whole thing screwed up. The government works for us. We don't work for them. We don't do what they tell us. They can't mandate jack shit. They can't tell us what to do. We're supposed to tell them what to do. And I'm getting sick of it like you are, Caesar. We need more of that.
And Caesar,
Doctor,
let me... hold on a minute, Caesar. Okay, I'll get you right back on the air here. Okay, go right. Caesar, you can go right ahead, and then I'll respond.
When you get a chance, I want you to look this guy up. Frank, it's spelled F-R-A-N-C, Zale, Z-A-L-E-W-S-K-I, Frank Zalinski. He's a synthetic biologist, and he has broken down. He's Polish, so it's in Polish, but he speaks Polish, but you'd have it in the English on the bottom. You'd have to read the closed caption in English, and you can go to BitChute and type his name in, Frank Zalinski. Excellent. you have to see his presentations. He's taking all of this stuff and he's broken it down. He's broken down what's in the Pfizer, what's in the Moderna, what's in the Johnson & Johnson.
Right. Okay. Hold on there. Hold on, Caesar. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719. 2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
A certain measure of righteousness, a certain amount of force, a certain degree of determination, daring on a different course.
And we're back here on Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, and Dr. Joseph Fitzgerald is guest. Caesar in New York, we have a little bit more to cover. The website is theliberationstation.com, and I'm looking at the chat room on the listen/archives page. By the way, I do a Tuesday show that's on the Tantalk Network here in out of Clearwater, Florida. It's also on transmitters in Dade City and Zephyr Hills. You can find those frequencies at the website, theliberationstation.com. It is Tuesdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and also streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, as well as the Zoom meeting where you can join on any show. Wanted to make a few comments here. Is that you know, for the spike protein, I don't know, maybe high-potency proteolytic enzymes might be helpful when they're taken on an empty stomach. They can help detoxify, and I've heard break blood clots. Maybe a reishi mushroom that boosts, in cases of where people don't have enough platelets, immune thrombocytopenia. That's another disorder that's on the opposite end of the spectrum, where I know that there was last year the gynecologist in Dade County, that Miami-Dade County, who passed away with zero platelets from immune thrombocytopenia, and his wife is trying to warn everyone about that. So maybe reishi mushroom would be helpful, because that's been shown to boost blood platelet count. To boost blood oxygenation, cordyceps mushroom, cordyceps sinensis. I found when I started taking it 3-4 years ago that I had much better exercise endurance within just a couple of weeks. I could do, I could work out to failure and then do the same number of repetitions if I just waited a minute or two. Now, when it comes to repairing muscle, and you know, I've seen that the as Dr. McCullough says, that there aren't any mild cases of myocarditis, pericarditis, and of course, when they're what's the term of the level in the emergency room where, you know, some troponin, troponin that might be elevated but doesn't necessarily show that you're having myocarditis, pericarditis, unless you get further diagnosed. So that's, you know, something that, not to confuse that the statement that there's no mild cases of myocarditis, pericarditis. He's talking about true cases of myocarditis, pericarditis. But maybe a supplement like D-ribose could be helpful, I'm thinking, because that has been shown to improve muscle recovery 30 to 50% in animal studies. That's called D-ribose, D-R-I-B-O-S-E. And I take that for exercise as well. It's good for I've heard these are anecdotes, so I'm not going to say to do something to experiment on yourself any more than the doctors do, but these anecdotes are true, that it could be helpful for heart attack patients to have on hand to take within the first day or two after a heart attack. I've heard that some have avoided muscle loss in their heart by taking D-ribose. So those are some items, and you know, for when it comes to the mRNA, the polyethylene glycol, the lipid envelope in the shots, that there's some items that I have on the blogs page at theliberationstation.com, items for aiding fat and essential fatty acid emulsification, absorption, and metabolism. Because the heart muscle metabolizes about 80% fat, 20% protein for its energy, and that's in contrast to skeletal muscles that metabolize about the opposite, the inverse of about 20% fat and about 80% protein. So a lot of those items on the blog there, go to the blogs page at theliberationstation.com, and it's entitled Items for Aiding Fat / EFA, Essential Fatty Acid Emulsification, Absorption, and Metabolism. I'm wondering if any or some of those could be helpful to break down these nanolipid shots. And those are just some of my ideas. Lastly, colostrum might be helpful because it blocks ACE2 receptors. That's for the actual infection. It's of COVID or other infections themselves. So colostrum might be helpful. You want to get that from a cleaner source if you know your rancher, or if you can get it from New Zealand, and make sure it's not pasteurized. I can't find any sources lately that are clean from New Zealand and not pasteurized. The only brand I know is 21st Century, and I haven't been able to find that lately. I haven't looked lately though, but maybe I should, because that's really important. But I really like to find a rancher if I could get it raw, and not have them go through the drying process that destroys about 20% of the enzymes, even if they do it at a low heat. So I want to have the liquid colostrum if I can find that. And those are just some ideas. If you'd like to comment, Dr. Fitzgerald.
Absolutely. I think.
We have a break coming up, so hold that thought. And we have my notes in front of me for Dr. Fitzgerald to review. I know I just threw all that out there. We'll be right back on the Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, so please stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone, yet everyone's on their own.
And welcome back for the last half hour here, Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner speaking with Dr. Joseph Fitzgerald, and his website is purelifemedispa.com. That's his, well, I'm not, Oh, it's okay. It's your wife's outfit.
Yeah, I've never been really good at computers, so I should probably have a website, but it's really silly.
Well, you're having a website issue with your other site, with your practice site. So yeah, I was able to access that on archive.org because it does show up on the search engine, and I was able to check that out, see that. Well, if you want to get all his reference information, you can just go to the show page for this December 19th, 2021 show. Go over to theliberationstation.com. Right there on the homepage, you'll see Dr. Fitzgerald's image for this edition, and then just click on that. It'll bring you to the show page with his curriculum vitae and his contact information. And other information for the show. We'll add some of the material after the show and other material that we don't get to cover, but Dr. Fitzgerald would like you to know. So we'll get back to... Okay. Oh, that... This one? Oh, okay. All right. Just reading the chat room here at the Listen Archives page. And in Patton, Texas, we'll get to you in just a moment. But did you want to pick up where you left off?
That'd be good.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's really, really important that especially with only like 30 minutes or 20 minutes left in the show, Chris, I wanted to, number one, thank Chris for having me before the show ends. Number two, his bravery. And I had a great question earlier, like, how is it that so many doctors are going along with this? And I had to give a quick, really good answer. I, the last like old time family doctor, I believe in Largo. I mean, I own the practice and I'm by myself. I'm independent. I worked at Largo Med and Morton plant 25 years, but I was an independent physician. I brought my cases there and managed them, where the hospital doctors, the hospitalists, their paycheck comes from the CEO of the hospital. So if they don't follow their protocol from their medical director, who is also paid by the hospital, like give them the remdesivir, put them on a ventilator, and make sure they get that 28, 38 grand extra a day for ventilating patients. I asked some of my friends who are still like hospital doctors, and I go, what are you doing? You're killing patients. You took an oath, the Hippocratic Oath. And it's like, well, I don't see it that way. You know, this is okay medicine. And if I don't do what I'm told, I don't get a job. I don't get my paycheck. And now it's really important because the Nuremberg Code in Nuremberg, when it's going to come down to that, which I really believe is going to happen, I was just following orders for these doctors, attorneys, pharmacists, all these people said I was just following orders is not going to be a good defense when you could possibly get life in Gitmo or hung for their behavior. Because you are supposed to have your patient and their well-being above all else. You are not supposed to just go along with whatever the CEO and the hospital administrator tells you to do. Every now and then you got to stand up. But there's not many of us independent doctors left out there. So I just wanted to get that in. I want to thank Chris for being so brave, sticking his neck out like he's doing, as am I. The threats, the health department, the beatings, the social media, the people messing, which is fine because I think like Caesar said earlier, like if you try to like just work, you know, work for God, serve God, be on the right side. You're going to have to pick a side. And I'm begging everybody to, if they made some mistakes, like all of us, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry I made some mistakes, but I'm going to get with the right side. And please don't take a booster. Please quit taking any more shots. Please talk to your doctor that you might trust. And I want to thank Chris again for his bravery.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for coming on. And it takes a lot more bravery on your end to do this. And, you know, Dr. Fitzgerald, you know, with your experience mostly in allopathic medicine, you know, with and now with the COVID shots being revealed as bioweapons, that how much more clinical nutrition have you been interested? I mean, I know you have been in the past, but with your people you've associated with, like, you know, at the Day with the Experts, November 20th, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Malone, Dr. Pilevsky, and so many others, you know, I'm sure you've been in contact with, you know, have you become a lot more skeptical of other the original vaccines, as you know, this COVID, the COVID shots are rolled out. Have they educated you, made you more skeptical on the other COVID shots and maybe more interested in clinical nutrition?
It's such a great question because, like I said, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I took the hepatitis and I took all the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella. I took all the vaccines, you know, growing up because my mom is a nurse, a hospice nurse, and she took us and got us our shots. And now children getting hepatitis shots at what, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months of age? I mean, children aren't going to shoot IV drugs and have sex. So why are they getting hepatitis injections at that age? Dr. Judy Mikovits, amazing, amazing researcher. I have become more skeptical with the amount of autism and the amount of stuff that's been revealed with even these so-called necessary immunizations, even the flu vaccine. With asthma, I took one every single year up until the last 2 years. I quit taking the flu vaccine 2 years ago based on the research from Judy Mikovits. And being especially a physician who's been played, it's not a good place to be. It's not a good feeling. When you know, are relatively intelligent, you made it all the way through med school, and then you realize you've been played. I really like to research, of course, anything that goes in my body, even as a young kid. But I was a believer in most of the immunizations. Now I'm way more skeptical, and it's a really good question. It's a personal choice. It's America. Wear underwear. Don't wear underwear. Get a shot. Don't get a shot. It goes to the individual. You can't mandate that I get anything. Like, who the hell would you be to tell me to put something in my body when it's my body, my choice? Like, whatever happened to that? So, again, I'm much more skeptical of all the immunizations, and I'm not an anti-vaxxer. But when I researched this one, obviously being ran a DNA lab, I'm like, you want to put what where? You want to put messenger RNA or a vector inside all my cells and take over my DNA? Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. That doesn't, for a 99.7 cure, what's the upside? So I was skeptical, luckily, from the beginning. I never gave anybody one shot. I never did a nasal swab on anybody. And I've always done the antibody test, the blood draw, looking for the IgG, IgM, and I was really blessed that way. But everybody's got to use their discernment and, you know, use their gut. When it feels wrong, it probably is wrong. Please don't immunize your children. Please, please don't immunize your children. I'm begging. Don't immunize your kids with this vaccine.
Yeah, right on. I second that, Dr. Fitzgerald. And we'll get to you, Pat, and in just a moment. Pat in Texas, then John in New York. And I wanted to add that another ionophore, maybe something that doesn't require an ionophore, like the hydroxychloroquine, the quinine, quercetin, these things that make the charge of the zinc negative, which is beneficial to be able to cross into the cell membrane to prevent viral replication. I get a wide array of minerals, including zinc and other antiviral minerals, copper, silver. Even though they're in low amounts, they're much more bioavailable when I ionize them by dissolving them in my – I dissolve in those dissolve Himalayan salt for that wide array of minerals in purified water, because pure water doesn't conduct electricity very well, and I figure I want good minerals, not the, you know, stuff that's coming out of the tap, and those negative, those harmful minerals could be even more harmful when they're ionized. So I take Himalayan salt and Epsom salt, and I dissolve that purified water, pump it through my water ionizer, and I know that's been very helpful for my health over the last 11 or 12 years since I've been drinking it. I don't use tap water like a lot of other people do, and go through a process of not having to clean the machine. A lot of people use tap water, so I just use the machine's own acidic water, or it splits the water between acid and alkaline. I take the machine's own acidic water to use as about a third of the source water, and that with that I haven't had to clean descale my machine and the last 8 years that I've had it, having had to go through the regular process. So that's my little process I want folks to know about, and I'd like to find more information on how well these minerals, the zinc crosses into the cell membrane because of the negative electrostatic charge. And folks, if they want to research that, look up van der Waals forces. That's three words, VanderWaals forces, that covers how the electrostatic charge is adsorbed rather than absorbed. So and also Caesar brought up electromagnetic fields. Here's a study I mentioned before. There are many other studies that shows that the cell membrane becomes more permeable to infectious agents. This study is from September 29th, 2021, entitled Evidence for a Connection Between Coronavirus Disease 19 and Exposure to Radio Frequency Radiation from Wireless Communications, including 5G, by Beverly Rubick and Robert R. Brown, Journal of Clinical Translational Residence. Would you happen to know what that res means?
No.
Okay. RES is how they abbreviate it. Journal of Clinical Translational RES. And I don't like how they feel the need to abbreviate their own names of their own medical journals. Sometimes I have to go do more research on just their names. So now we'll get to Pat and John, then we'll get to a comment in the chat room. So Pat, what's on?
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can. Go ahead, Pat.
Oh, okay. I was glad to hear Dr. Fitzgerald talk about the electrophoresis, IgG, and IgM. I remember doing those. I'm a medical technologist, ASUP, but I quit in 1985. But anyway, and it says 80% of the IgG. Well, do you have to do that before you take the clot shot, right? Because then are you building an immunity to all that other stuff that'll include you, raise your IgG?
That's such a great question. You absolutely have to do the serum IgG IgM. That's got to be drawn before any vaccinations.
Okay.
As you know, because what could happen is it the vaccine that possibly caused the IgG to pop up, or the spike protein, or any of the components of that? I do the IgG IgM on anybody who's been unvaccinated, especially when they're asking for exemptions, because if they have natural immunity, as you've read, it's 700 times stronger than anything that the jab or whether they're not vaccines, as you know, they don't prevent infection, they don't prevent transmission. So they're more of a therapeutic. It's not even a vaccine by definition. They had to change the definition in order to make it call a vaccine. And he had to change the definition, Fauci, about 2-3 months ago.
Right.
So your med tech, it's so awesome. And you're absolutely right. You have to do that test before any vaccinations to make it incredibly reliable. The IgG is the old gold. Being that you're a lab rat and a good old medical technologist, I wish back in the day they made IgM memory. Wouldn't that have been nice? IgM is not memory. IgM is the acute phase reactant, and IgG is the old gold. That's how I teach my residents and students. IgG is the old gold. That's the memory. That's the memory that said, doesn't go away. They lie. They constantly lie. The IgG does not go away. If you get a secondary antigenic challenge, the IgG shoots to the moon, and you can assay it very easily, as you said. And it's so wonderful to speak to a fellow lab rat medical technologist.
Well,
it's really good to hear
questions. I have more questions.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, you talk about the alkalinity. I think it's really important that we put some alkaline pH booster in our water because, I won't get into it. I don't have time. But another thing, too, Gary Kaa wrote a book, En Route to Global Occupation and Becoming One More Religion, two different books. And he told all about, he went all over the world, and he saw that they were planning this thing many, many years ago, and he kept real quiet. And so he's written a book, and it was written in 1999. It's all coming true. You can look at it and see what they planned and they're doing. And another thing, too, can't you take about a fifth of a gram of aspirin at 0.85? To stop some of that clotting. I know when we did bleeding tests, we couldn't do a test on anybody that had 1 5-gram aspirin in the last week.
You are absolutely brilliant. I've got a little handout. I've got a handout. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay? Okay. I've got a handout that says ask your doctor with like a little firecracker how to prevent the cytokine storm. 81 milligram baby aspirin can really help prevent the clotting. There's six things that I recommend really quickly for immune health, either vaccinated or not, especially if they've been vaccinated because of the clotting problem. You're so right. 81 milligram baby aspirin every day, 5,000 international units of D3 every day, 200 milligrams of hydroxychloroquine once every week or every couple of weeks, or quercetin, 500 milligrams every day, because that gets the zinc inside the cell. You made such an important point. The quercetin or hydroxychloroquine is the gun. The zinc is the bullets. You got to have the gun with the bullets to prevent RNA polymerase inside the cell from allowing that virus to reproduce. So quercetin and 10 milligrams of zinc, baby aspirin, if your doctor says it's okay, and you're absolutely right on the money. 100% correct.
I heard that you could go to the liquor store and buy that tonic that that's where they gave the people that, you know, built the Fat Rock and all those people, they gave
quinine.
Gin and tonic.
Quinine.
Yeah, it's quinine. But don't go to Walmart and buy something they call tonic water or something. It won't be that. But another thing too, niacin, you know, vitamin B3, that opens up your arterioles, right?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I love methylated folate. I love methylated folate with B12 supplements. I love methylated folate with B12. Love, love, love.
And chlorophyll. We need chlorophyll, right?
Of course. We'll get back on that patent right after the break here. That's a good question. It has to do with copper, because we need to, chlorophyll is a good source of copper. We need to balance copper and iron with zinc. Don't take too much zinc. We'll be right back here on Liberation Station Radio Show with Dr. Joseph Fitzgerald. I'm Chris Steiner.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid. For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stains, all inflammation throughout the entire organ surface, multi-system organ failure.
Wow. Yeah, we got
only 5 minutes here.
Okay, we're back here in the last 5 minutes of Liberation Station Radio Show. I just wanted to mention that, look at the root cause protocol from Morley Robbins. He does some good interviews on the Robert Scott Bell Show, basically covering how zinc induces a ceruloplasm that blocks copper absorption. So, you want to balance, he talks about all the science that I've never heard anyone else get so far into on how to balance zinc, iron, and copper. Make sure that you don't take too much zinc, and when you take copper separately, and you know, chlorophyll is a good source of that. And backing up a little bit to the methylated B vitamins, they're also called, these are not technical clinical names, these are just marketing terms. Methylated is a clinical term, but they're also called, I'm not sure what's clinical marketing anymore. They also are called coenzymated, activated, reduced, or metabolites, because they're the forms that are already broken down. So those who may not have the ability to break down metabolize, detoxify things, like a lot of parents of autism patients say that their children, they have a mutation, MTHFR gene and some other genes, so they don't do well with the other B complex vitamins, so they need called methylated, coenzymated, activated, reduced, or metabolites, depending on what the brand puts on the label. So getting back to Pat, mentioned chlorophyll. What did you have to ask about chlorophyll, Pat?
Nothing. Lynn Horowitz mentioned it, and I forgot why he said it, but anyway, another thing too, people who've had that vaccine and all those cutting little things in it, if they get what do they call it, the one that puts you in the big long machine, makes all the noise, you can end up paralyzed because it's magnetic and it causes all those little things to cut up your arteries and you can die.
Wow.
Have you heard that?
That's an interesting point. They're probably dragging those magnetic spikes, and there's not only the graphene there's the graphene hydroxide that apparently Dr. Andreas Nowak was killed for about 2 weeks ago, graphene hydroxide that's in the shot. So, also, Mayor Bailey in the chat room mentions cayenne regulates blood, and I want to point out that there's studies that show that hesperidin, which is another bioflavonoid like quercetin, hesperidin might be helpful for fighting the spike protein.
Well, another thing on the spiritual side, Don Campbell this last week called The Perfect Storm about RBN. He put on a clip, and when you listen to that and everything about it, you can be convinced that the vaccine is the mark of the beast.
Gotcha. Well, John in New York, do you have something for us very quickly? John in New York is there.
I just wanted to ask, does it make sense for the unvaccinated who are exposed to the vaccinated to, you know, take quercetin, zinc, and the, you know, other things like vitamin C prophylactically? And secondly, should we be getting D-dimers and complete blood count tests?
Question. And can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Sorry about that, John.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.